I am the Alpha and the Omega. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, we read, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Do you know your Alpha from your Omega? Have you any idea what I'm talking about? How about if I ask you whether you know your A to Z? Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. In fact, our word alphabet came from the first two letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Beta. Jesus obviously wanted us to know that he was the A to Z, the first and last, the beginning and the end. But what does it all mean? It isn't easy to explain, but I'll try. First, hold up six fingers. Are you doing that? You could say that there were six ones, or 1 6, or 3 twos, but there would always be the same six fingers. The Bible teaches us that God is like that too. He is always God, but at different times, we might know him as God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, or God the Holy Spirit. So, he is three separate persons and the one and only God all at once. If you were to look at a perfect band of gold or silver, you will not be able to see a beginning or an end to that ring. As I said, this is not easy to explain, but remember that God has no beginning and no end. He's always God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. Yet, he is one God. Did you know that the first four books of the New Testament are all about the life and works of Jesus? The fourth was written by Jesus' disciple, John. In the opening verses of his book, John tells us about the Word, who was with God in the beginning. The Word, John says, became a person and lived with us, and that was Jesus. What John is saying is that Jesus was there, fully involved at the beginning of the world when everything was created. Then later on in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, John tells us that Jesus will also be there and fully involved at the end of time. In fact, Jesus is going to come again, but not as a baby this time. He is going to come in an amazing way. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God." When Jesus does come again, it will be the end of the world and the beginning of a new heaven and a new earth, which will be perfect. The first and last means this about Jesus. He was there at the beginning of the world and the universe, and he will be there at the end too. But the first and last can also be that we have achieved top marks, first place, or that we are the most important. When we are last, it might mean we have achieved bottom marks, last place, or that we are the least important. Jesus is both the first and the last. He holds first place. He has always been the most important. But we also know from reading the Bible accounts of Jesus' life for a time, he gave up all the beauty of heaven to become the least important, the very last person anyone would want to be on earth. A man no one wanted to know. A man who died a terrible death on a cross. Jesus became the last, so that all who trust and follow him might become part of God's family. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." When I think about who Jesus is and what he gave up for me, it makes me realize that the everlasting Jesus loves me very much. But Jesus doesn't only love me. The Bible says his love is for everyone who will receive it. And that includes you. What an offer!